This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Holder of Belonging, written by Anonymous. In the largest city of the loneliest country you can think of, on the night that the country celebrates its independence, go to any church that holds services no one attends. Stand just inside the entrance and say a prayer out loud. Make sure nobody's around first. Pray for a friend with whom no explanations are needed. Cross the church and leave by the rear entrance. You will find a graveyard that feels like home. Among the graves, you should find one that is freshly dug, with flowers at the headstone. Dig it up using only your hands, and uncover the small pine casket you'll find inside. The lid will not be fastened. Open the empty coffin and lie down in it, closing the lid as tightly as you can once you're inside. Do not move as unseen workers nail the lid shut. Do not cry out as the dirt is shoveled back onto the coffin, removing all evidence of the work you did to get there. While all this is happening, it is advisable that you fall asleep quickly before you suffocate. Once you have fallen asleep, you will hear a voice ask you,
"Whose are they?"
Recite the names and titles of each of the holders you have encountered thus far. Don't worry if you don't remember, for in your dream, you will know these things automatically. As you recite each name, you will experience all the loss and loneliness of each holder's darkest dreams. They will seem to last forever, and they will be dark, to say the least. Should your sanity remain intact after experiencing the last holder's sorrow, you will awaken. You will feel exhausted from the ordeal. By this point, you will be mere moments from suffocation. All you will be able to smell is dirt and your own hot, shallow breath. No one will get you out of this coffin. Indeed, any hope would be quite wasted at this point. Give up and let yourself die. Just before you breathe your last, all the loneliness and weariness you have ever felt will pass from you. You will feel the welcoming embrace of all the billions of souls that have been gone before you. Affection and love will wash over you like a refreshing breeze. All the despair you've ever experienced and replacing it with a profound gratefulness for finally being included in the only family you'll ever really want. As if you are the child they have always desired. You will then see a man and woman sitting in the sunlight under a tree, crying with relief, smiling, and asking you to sit so that they may finally tell you why your life has been so difficult. You must wake up now. The couple will beg you to stop, but you must ignore their pleas. Bite your thumb, pull out your hair, chew into your flesh, and gouge out your eyes. Stuff handfuls of grass and saw down your throat until you choke. Smash your head in with a stone. The couple will plead with you to stay with them, to choose happiness over suffering. Ignore them. With every fiber of your being, do whatever your imagination can devise in order to stop this dreaming. If you are successful, you will awaken in a subway station, naked. Don't worry about being scorned, for from this point on, everyone you meet will accept you as one of their own, be they Christian or Muslim, congressman or atheist, cop or criminal, prince or pauper. All will treat you with the utmost respect. Do not let it go to your head, though. Despite this illusion, you will never truly belong with anyone ever again. People may respect you now, but don't be surprised if they turn against you in a little as a week. Your own heart is now object 420 of 538. Hurry, for you do not have much time now until the entire universe is united against you. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.